It stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gary Netter, 22 seconds, with liberty and justice for all. Good evening, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio, the Vito Esposito Show. I'm Vito. Our call-in number tonight in every Global Patriot Radio night is area code 319-527-6706. That's area code 319-527-6706. And I'm joined by that great American patriot, Big Al. Good evening, Al. How you doing?
Good evening, Vito. Great to be here as always.
That was Up, Up, and Away by the Fifth Dimension. Up, Up, and Away,
oh,
my beautiful balloon. Right. Yeah.
Whoever thought that that would have political and have politics involved with that song? Me, never.
Yeah, I tell you, it's what a. Hey, speaking of politics and history, today keynote birth date is former President Ronald Reagan was born on this day back in 1911, 112 years ago. President Reagan was elected governor of California. And then in 1980, won the presidency versus Jimmy Carter. Reagan was the 40th president of the United States. So while I was doing this little research, and I did hear it a couple of times on TV today about being President Reagan's birthday, I also found that the great Babe Ruth, which kind of knew this, George Herman Ruth's birthday is today, February 6th, 128 years ago. He was born in 1895. Zsa Zsa Gabor, Green Acres fame. She was born in 1917. She was almost 100 when she was almost 100 years. Aaron Burr, for your history buff, he was born February 6th in 1756. Bob Marley, amen. Bob Marley was born on this day in 1945. Axl Rose, Guns N' Roses, He's 60 years old, was born on this. So interesting list of your birthdays today. Happy birthday. And, of course, President Reagan deserves the accolades, you know, of one of the finest presidents that we've had in our lifetime.
Agreed.
So PGA News was at the famed Pebble Beach this past weekend, and the first two rounds, Thursday and Friday, were a bit anemic. The weather was cold, got a little windy here and there, but Saturday the winds really picked up, and they picked up badly, not Aaron badly, but badly. Play was suspended due to the high winds and rain and hail. So the third round resumed on Sunday, which meant it was going to be a Monday finish, and it was. Justin Rose took the lead on Sunday, and he didn't look back. And the final round had resumed this morning at 11 a.m. Eastern time, where Rose had a two-shot lead. And in the end, Justin Rose won by three shots, and he notched his 12th PGA Tour victory over three shots over Brendan Todd. So congratulations, Justin Rose. He shot 18 or 19 under to win by three. So good job by him. What a course.
And Aaron Rodgers won the amateur end of the Pro-Am. So congratulations to him.
I didn't know that. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I did some controversy about another quarterback, the Bills quarterback. He was Keith Mitchell's playing partner, and apparently the Bills quarterback, and I'm sorry, I don't remember his name, but he shunned the Pro Bowl this past weekend because of an injury, citing an injury, but he played in the AT&T Pro-Am for 4 days or 3 days, whatever it was. So it was kind of funny. He actually played pretty well, too. Excuse me. Also on sporting news, I don't know if you watched it. I know you like bowling, but the PBA held their U.S. Open tournament. Fox Sports carried it live. I believe it was Saturday. And Kyle Troup was in the finals against number one ranked E.J. Tackett. Tackett needed to win the U.S. Open to give him the triple crown of professional bowling. And actually, it was a good match. And they were tied going into the eighth frame. And I think it was Troop threw a split, and then Tackett needed to strike on the first ball in the 10th frame, and he did, and he ended up beating Troop, and he won the triple crown of professional bowling. And there's only like seven bowlers who have been able to do that going back to the 1950s. So congratulations to EJ Tackett. He's only 30 years old, and he already notched the triple crown victory for PBA. So it's fun to watch.
Well,
I enjoy
that's quite
it.
An accomplishment. What was his style? Because Troop has a two-handed style with no thumb hole. Yeah, no thumb.
No, he was traditional. He had a nice little. Then Tackett had a nice little. What do you call it? Delivery.
J-hook.
It was traditional. Yeah. It was a good. It was a kind of a cool oil pattern too. You would have liked it. You could see it pretty well on TV. So.
Yeah, I like how they making bowling more interesting by showing the oil patterns, and it's so exciting that people just can't stand to watch it, and it's a shame.
Well, it used to be. You know what? If you remember correctly, though, back in our days, or back in the early, well, actually in the 60s and in the 70s, you used to be able to watch it on the Wide World of Sports. It came on at 4:30 in the afternoon, and Nelson Burton Jr. And Chris Schenkel were the hosts, the MCs, the announcers, and it was fun, man. We used to watch it every Saturday. Mark Roth, Guy Petraglia, Earl Anthony. I mean, all those guys that came up through the professional ranks. It was fun to watch. We used to watch. That was what you watched on ABC on Saturday afternoons if you weren't watching, football. But it's good.
Yep. Earl Anthony was my guy. Left-hander with the red ball.
Man. Just a smooth silk. Oh.
Yep. Now they have men dressed as women doing figure skating to a national crowd, and the guy couldn't even skate. Did you see that? Did you see those video clips?
No. I'm sorry, I missed it.
They had a big skating, I don't know what it was, but they showcased it with a male cross-dresser who always had a dream of skating in the Olympics or something close to that, so they let him on the ice. And this man could not skate. He looked like Jerry's kids on ice, but worse.
Oh, my God. What in the hell is going on? What's going on?
And all
on?
I could say to myself is how far society, world society, has fallen.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Yeah, this whole Marxist movement and this Marxist mentality has been an absolute cancer in society. It really and truly is. I mean, it's just this, you know, this woke culture and you know, it's one thing, you know, you take advantage of freedoms and liberties, but, you know, this entire woke culture, this Marxism that's been infiltrating America, which started with the progressive movement, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's plain stupid. And it's mm-hmm. insulting. It's offensive. And, you know, and they believe that they have the right to do it. And it's just, it's incredible. You know, people have to start pushing back against this nonsense.
I think we're almost there. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go on. What's the breaking news? What's the
breaking
news?
Two powerful earthquakes hit Turkey today. The first one was 7.8 magnitude. It hit by Gaziantep, a major city about 20 miles from Gaziantep. And then 10 minutes later, a 7.5 magnitude earthquake hit İkinizu in Turkey. The first one hit north of Aleppo, which is it's by the border, the Kilis Turkey border, the border of Turkey and Syria by Kilis, and Aleppo is about 25 to 30 miles south of the border. So apparently at 10 a.m. this morning, there was at least 2,200 people that were reported dead and thousands are injured, and buildings simply just collapsed. Matter of fact, at one point, there was a TV station, the TV stations were reporting after the first earthquake hit, and suddenly the second one hit, and even more buildings collapsed around people. So this thing was pretty powerful, and it's done a lot of damage. So you had Indonesia 2 weeks ago. Now you have this one in Turkey. So I was pretty mad, huh?
Well, our Islamic friends believe that Allah does have retribution on people who are not pure believers or are enemies of Islam. So it would stand to reason, based on Islamic doctrine and theology, that Allah may have had a problem with Turkey or Syria. But I think it's silly to even go down that road. But who am I to judge, right? I just report the news.
Well, I mean, this is pretty devastating. You know, that's a pretty powerful, powerful earthquake. Mm-hmm. I mean, just unbelievable.
Yeah. So the next time you bitch, you developers out there who have to pay extra costs to build their buildings along earthquake-prone or fault lines, that they have to have special building codes so the buildings don't fall and they sway. We saw what happened when those no building codes exist. We see buildings just falling into rubble all over the place in Turkey, and a lot of lives were lost unnecessarily if Turkey, in fact, had modern-day building codes.
Yeah, you know, these were pretty modern buildings that collapsed as well. So, I mean, but, you know, 7.8 on the Richter, it still would have – there still should have been some codes, but that's okay. You know, these primitive countries know best, don't they?
They do.
So the theme of our show today is up, up and away in a beautiful balloon. And the opening song was
was by the Fifth Dimension. They were great. They had some great songs. And like you said, who would have thought that, or at least the Fifth Dimension would have thought that their song would be an opening for or have political connotations to it. Breaking news on February 4th, a communist Chinese spy balloon, a communist Chinese weather balloon, was shot down over the Atlantic Ocean. China probably just gave Biden authorization to shoot it down. That was one comment on Twitter. Another comment said, China gave Brandon permission to shoot only after the spy package had already transmitted its accumulated data. Now, how true of a statement, you know? China probably just gave Biden authorization. So before we go any further, what's interesting, after the shooting down of the Chinese communist spy balloon, the DNC went into action, launching their own propaganda balloon to all their media outlets to cover for the wicked man Joe Biden. And did it ever happen under Trump? And it happened three times under Trump. That was the narrative. And Chuck Todd of Meet the Press, you know, under President Trump, Trump administration, it happened two or three times. It happened three times under President Trump, and the left-wing media outlets used this narrative to preface the breach of national security and his feckless anti-American regime. If you don't think that the media outlets in America, which used to be known as the mainstream media, is not in the bag for the Democrat Party, well, it's being proven each and every day under the Biden-Harris regime. And this is just yet another example of the DNC dictating. It's the Democrat National Committee, not the Democratic National Committee, because there's nothing democratic about the Democrat Party. Nothing. The coordinated and orchestrated talking points that managed to make it into each and every left-wing news medium on Sunday is uncanny. It's unbelievable how each and every talk show on Sunday, whether it was CBS, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, CNN, all managed to say the same exact thing. All managed to preface their question to whoever they were interviewing, well, under the Trump administration, it happened at least three times. Well, you know, it turns out that was absolutely a falsehood. That was a campaign of disinformation, a propaganda campaign that was launched by the Democrat National Party. And now we know where the media alliance is. They have the same ideology, the same left-wing radical ideology. And imagine if the same DNC state-run media outlets would have challenged the wicked man. What were the gas prices under President Trump's presidency? America was energy independent under President Trump. How come we're not energy independent under Joe Biden and his regime? You think something like that would come out of this administration? No, it would not come out of the mouths of the left-wing media, because they immediately provide cover for the feckless fraud that's in the White House, Joe Biden. The propagandists in the left wing would never expose Joe Biden in such fashion. If there was any doubt about the so-called leadership and patriotism of this regime, the Biden-Harris regime, this past week's issue concerning a communist Chinese spy balloon being allowed to roam the skies of northern United States for days is reprehensible. This should tell you all you need to know about the frail and weak Joe Biden, as well as each and every one of his anti-American handlers. Don't be distracted by the U.S. military being used to finally down the communist Chinese weather balloon. Oh, they were all lauding. Oh, the military. You know what? We all know our pilots are the best in the world. We all know our military men and women deserve the accolades. And that's just a distraction by these frauds in Washington, D.C. Just ask yourself, do you really think communist China would allow a U.S. weather balloon to roam the skies for one day, let alone 6 or 7 days? Folks, there's nothing to see here by the anti-American Biden-Harris regime, right? January the 28th, the communist Chinese spy balloon enters U.S. air defense zone north of the Aleutian Islands. So why wasn't action taken then to shoot down this balloon, huh? Biden did nothing. But, of course, Biden didn't know about it because the people did not let – his administration did not let him know. Were the communist Russians in on this as well? Because if it entered the Aleutian Islands, it had to pass through communist Russia. So the communist Chinese weather balloon crosses Alaska, then into Canada's sovereign Northwest Territory airspace. And you know what? Margaret Trudeau's little boy, Justin Trudeau, did nothing. The communist Chinese weather balloon then enters U.S. airspace once again through the state of Idaho on Tuesday, January 31st, and then flies above and east through Montana, a state where the U.S. has one of three nuclear missile silo fields at Malmstrom Air Force Base. Did the so-called communist weather balloon pass over that Air Force Base? No order to down the communist Chinese balloon? And why was there no order? Because Biden had not yet been briefed until the Chinese spy balloon re-enters U.S. airspace in Idaho. So this transparent regime doesn't advise the President of the United States concerning the communist Chinese launching a so-called weather balloon, and which apparently manages to pierce Russian borders, U.S. air, Canadian air, and U.S. air for the second time. So what's going on in the White House and with his advisors? And how convenient is it? A weather balloon passes through the Aleutian Islands, passes into Canada, then miraculously re-enters U.S. again through Idaho, goes due east, and apparently goes over Grand Falls, Montana, Malmstrom Air Force Base. I mean, what are the odds of that happening? Just ask yourself, what are the odds of that happening? I mean, I can't even pick three numbers of the lotto. Yet the odds of going through the United States twice over sensitive areas, top secret areas, son of a gun. So the communist Chinese weather balloon is not done because it continues to travel in a southeasterly direction, reaching over Kansas. So let's see, what's in Kansas? Oh, Fort Leavenworth area. It heads further east through Kentucky. What's in Kentucky? Oh, Fort Campbell and Fort Knox. So the communist balloon is still allowed to soar, continuing moving east, possibly through West Virginia, the western portions of the state of Virginia, Tennessee, and then to the Carolinas, North Carolina, and to South Carolina, where it exited to the Atlantic Ocean. This communist Chinese balloon traveled over 2,700 miles from the Canadian border in Idaho to the Atlantic Ocean in South Carolina. 2,700 miles. And I'm not even counting when it entered U.S. airspace in the Aleutian Islands. It's why the left wing had to immediately distract to go after President Trump with their disingenuous and frankly cowardly actions by the so-called mainstream media. They are no longer the mainstream media. They are the propaganda mouth of the Democrat National Committee, and not the Democratic National Committee, because there's nothing democratic about the Democrat Party. Today's media has been bought and paid for by the DNC. Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi stated, allowing a spy balloon from Communist Party of China to travel across the entire continental United States before contesting its presence is a serious projection of weakness by the White House. Senator Wicker is the top Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee. Even Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina tweeted, now that the embarrassing episode is over, we need answers from the Biden regime on the decision-making process. Well, obviously, you're not going to get that from Joe Biden because he just continues to cite plausible deniability. Communist China was allowed to violate American sovereignty unimpeded for days. We must be better prepared for future provocations and incursions by the CCP, Senator Tillis. But this gets better. At least there was some admonishment by the United States Senate, and rightly so, and rightly questioning. But a woke left-wing AP writer goes on to state in the article, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina was more positive. Oh, so Senator Tom Tillis and Senator Roger Wicker of the Senate Armed Services was not positive in questioning the President of the United States and his mishandling of a Chinese communist balloon. But Lindsey Graham offered something more positive. And, you know, under this woke culture, we should all feel better. Okay? And Lindsey Graham offered that more positive feel better quotation. And Lindsey Graham stated, thank you to the men and women of the United States military who were responsible for completing the mission to shoot down the Chinese surveillance balloon. The Biden regime did the right thing in bringing it down. I don't know about you. Okay, I have no problem with the United States military taking down the balloon, which should have been authorized over the Aleutian Islands. But to sit there and say that the Biden regime did the right thing in bringing it down, and it was just nice and positive, right? Are there any questions that there's a fraternity of elders in the United States Senate? Because Joe Biden was a former senator. And what we see is more cover-up after cover-up by indentured senators in the United States Senate. Lindsey Graham, McConnell, Leahy, who just retired, Barney Fife Sanders, Murkowski, Susan Collins, the one that had the Chinese spy driver for 20 years, Dianne Feinstein. You know, there is a good old boys network, a fraternity in the United States Senate. We're talking about national security here. And this woke news writer lauds Senator Graham for being positive. Let's be positive. Okay, 7 days, a balloon is riding over the skies of the United States, and it breaks its sovereign borders. But let's be positive, okay? Matter of fact, let's play Up, Up, and Away again. I mean, the fifth dimension, how beautiful that balloon is, right? Where is the outrage for 1 week a communist Chinese spy balloon is allowed to penetrate U.S. airspace, travel across the entire continental U.S., but at least Senator Graham was positive. Has all sense of patriotism been lost by the left wing? Is the left wing at all concerned about national security? Obviously, they are not, because illegal aliens are pouring through our U.S. borders to the south, and now we understand to the north. Communist countries boldly invading our country's airspace with no consequences. I mean, do you really think for 1 second, if the United States was to launch a weather balloon from, say, Taiwan into communist China as it passes Xinjiang, to Longhong, and then over to Junxi? Do you think that's a 200-mile distance? Do you think it'll even make it to Junxi, 200 miles from the Chinese seacoast? I think the communist Chinese would blow that balloon out of the sky. They would have taken action. They would have downed our own trial balloon. Something really stinks in Washington, D.C. The lack of leadership and patriotism is exposed on a daily basis. However, the New York Times, you know, can give you a little solace, okay? We can take solace in knowing that Al, according to the New York Times headline, Beijing expressed regret over a Chinese balloon flying over U.S., saying it was for civilian research and had gone off course. So unlike President Trump, Biden is not advised, so he can claim plausible deniability. And of course, unless, of course, it's a special prosecutor of Ukraine, then Joe Biden gets total amnesia. Biden is an absolute disaster. But he's the individual that was installed to do so, wasn't he? And Bigfoot said it could have collided with Dorothy, the balloon, since it went over Kansas. I mean, this is insane to sit there and to discuss 7 days going across the United States and Canada. 7 days.
Yeah, but then to blame Trump.
What's that?
No. Well, they're recovering. The fact that they waited that long, I believe, quite possibly, President Xi called Biden and said, okay, now you can shoot down the satellite because we've gotten all the information that we need. But I could be wrong on that. So what did the Biden administration do? They lied and they tried to put it on Trump immediately. Like we talked about earlier, the DNC went into cover-up mode and did, and you had mentioned, because you watched all the networks, that they were all saying the DNC party line regarding this balloon.
That's correct. It was the same opening, Al. When any guest was on to talk about, and that's, of course, what they led with, whether it was MSNBC, whether it was Chuck Todd and NBC, whether it was ABC, what they led with was, under Trump administration, there were three balloons that crossed into U.S. Airspace, and one in Florida and one in Texas. They're not sure exactly where it penetrated or for how long. It may not have been very long. Oh, okay. So the fact that they can bring this up and they can lie, and it turns out to be a total lie, a blatant lie, to cover up and distract from the feckless fraud in the White House, Joe Biden. Anytime something happens of this nature, again, another foreign policy failure, another national security failure under Biden. We've watched for 2 years now the failure to secure the southern border, the failure. And it was Joe Biden who stated that they were going to work to stop drug cartels and human trafficking and the fentanyl and the drugs coming across us, killing our children, and he hasn't done a goddamn thing.
No, in fact,
it's
there's
just
a big
more
lie because the Biden, the Biden administration said that they'd like to brief former Trump officials of the three alleged prior Chinese spy craft flyovers of North America. Mike Pompeo confirmed he'd never heard of such operations while he was in office and demanded answers, and he said he has not heard, he has not been contacted by the Biden administration. Now, Pompeo, who served both at Foggy Bottom and as CIA director, said many people are confounded by the report, given that neglecting to inform top political officials up to and including Donald Trump at the time seems unthinkable. And he said, I can speak for myself. This is Pompeo. I certainly never became aware that there were three bus-sized floating devices coming across our country for 5 days, either as CIA director or Secretary of State. And even Pompeo. Former Trump administration officials, National Security Advisor John Bolton, who is no friend of President Trump, and Robert O'Brien both deny ever learning of such operations while in office, adding the Biden team may be trying to deflect from their own purported failures on this issue. And he said it seems unimaginable that somehow this wouldn't have gone to the political leadership in the White House or State Department. And he'd like to know, hey, if we got it wrong, if somehow the military didn't share with us they needed to, there is a big problem. The accusation itself is deeply dangerous, that somehow the military hid from its political command and its political authority information that was vital to American security. This is a can of worms that Biden opened up of a lie to deflect from him letting a giant information gathering balloon from the communist Chinese fly over. And if you put X's on the map along the route that the balloon took, you'll see it went over about every American military missile silo along the way and sites of military interest.
And
the fact we couldn't blow it up over Montana. And then they had Buttigieg coming on and telling the world that, well, we were tracking it closely, and if we shot it down, there would be a four-mile spread of debris, and we couldn't risk that over land, so as soon as it hit water, we shot it down.
That was garbage.
Talk about fake news, dis and misinformation. It's coming from this White House, and it's coming from the news agencies that are megaphoning this lie like clockwork, using the same script. They can't even be imaginative about it. MSNBC is having orgasms over blaming Trump somehow, and all the other news agencies are doing it, even Fox. At least Fox had the decency to have the principals on being Pompeo to talk about it rather than talking about the dangers that this information gathering device, intelligence device, what information it could have gathered over the route that it took for so many days, being unhampered. That's the story, that's the news, and they were successful in derailing it.
They were very successful in derailing it. And you know, this is what happens when you have a media that's complicit, that works hand in hand with the Democrat National Committee. And shame on the Democrat Party. And I'll tell you, now the Democrat Party has made this a bigger story, as it should be, with regards to compromising national security. It's one thing to say we were unaware that a balloon was hovering over and soaring through the skies of America and breaking our airspace. It's another to cover it up. And this is a huge cover-up, because what they tried to do, what they, the Biden-Harris regime, intentionally did was go out and blame Trump immediately. And they used all their sycophants in the so-called mainstream media, in the left-wing media, to advance this propaganda of disinformation. And the very administration who seeks to suppress our First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, with this nonsense of disinformation because conservatives are pushing back, and now you've got Biden and his radical regime of communists who are sitting there talking about disinformation and misinformation and monitoring it. Obama wants it monitored, disinformation and misinformation. You had the Biden-Harris regime implement the Department of Ministry of Truth, the Ministry of Truth, I believe it was called, and that has been since dismantled. And it's Biden himself who's engaged in misinformation and disinformation. To sit there and blame President Trump for everything that's gone on because of feckless leadership under the Biden-Harris regime should not be tolerated, irrespective of party affiliation. Once again, Biden and his team have lied. It's chronic. It's frequent. And it's a way to cover for the frail old fraud Joe Bama in the White House. I think it's reprehensible. And you know, Al, one note. I'm glad you brought up about Bolton, because as you said, John Bolton is no fan of President Trump. He could have easily threw Trump under the bus on this and ran with it. But Bolton at least had some integrity to come out and say, it never happened. And then Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, former Secretary of State, again, never happened. So all of a sudden, the left-wing media then, you know, they go into silence. And once again, the Biden-Harris team retreats into silence.
and no accountability?
No, even part of the Biden team. Trump Defense Secretary Mark Esper, he said he was never aware of these reported flyovers. And two other relevant officials who have not spoken out are Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley, who is with the Biden administration, and Mad Dog Mattis. Neither one of these individuals, Pompeo said that neither Milley, who he noted is still in his top military advisor role, nor former Secretary Mattis have spoken out as to whether they knew of the Trump-era Chinese spy craft flyovers. He went on to say, I'd be shocked if General Mattis knew about it and didn't share that information.
Yeah, and then Mattis had to release some nonsensical, or apparently there were some comments that were made by Mattis that he thought that Trump would be too provocative and too aggressive. So if with these balloons, that's why they didn't tell Trump of these weather balloons or these balloons that entered American airspace. Really? So what's really provocative? Is spying on the United States, is that considered too aggressive and provocative? Or is that just considered, well, it's acceptable practice from our enemies, and we won't take any action. So they can fly over our nuclear silos. They can find out the positions and how many we have. We can find out, you know, what type of troop amassment we have in these locations, and where are they in proximity. That's not provocative. That's not aggressive. Isn't it incumbent upon the President of the United States to take action to secure the national security of the United States of America? At least that's what the president should have done. You know, this guy Biden is president in name only. He likes to be big man on campus, but he's nothing but a blowhard, and he is a weak individual. And President Xi of China knows this. Of communist China knows this. And hell, we already know that how much money the communist Chinese infused in the Penn Biden Center, somewhere between $25 million and $72 million. And it's more like $70 million that was infused into the Penn Biden Center. And geez, there was classified documents that were stolen by Joe Biden, by Vice President Joe Biden, who didn't have the authorization to have those classified documents. And now Communist China decides we're going to take this another step. Let's see. We've penetrated the Penn Biden Center. We've infused $70 million. We've already greased the palms of cokehead Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family. So let's take another step. Let's see how far we can go. Well, hell, they went from the Aleutian Islands, they went into Canada, they got into Idaho, and they traveled another 2,700 miles. How far are you going to go? This is unacceptable. And you release a statement from a former Pentagon employee who stated that they were not going to tell Trump because they thought he'd be too provocative and aggressive. What, shooting the son of a gun out of the sky is too aggressive? Come on.
Well, and the story went on is that Pompeo went on to underline that the Chinese government is continuously conducting espionage against the United States. And he further recounted suggesting to Trump and then Chinese there is a Chinese consulate in Houston be shuttered over concerns that the communist Chinese are conducting espionage there from within the U.S. So to say that Trump did nothing when big monster balloons are flying at 15 miles an hour over the United States, and yet they fail to mention that he shut down a consulate in Houston, a Chinese consulate in Houston that was conducting espionage. There should be some criminal charges, lying.
Yes.
I don't know what the charges would be, but there's got to be something about lying about these matters, these national security matters, because it's bad for America against a person who is running for president of the United States, a registered candidate. They're trying to destroy him with lies. Then the other part of the story they're not talking about. President Trump has officially put his hat in the ring to run for president of the United States. This story damages, this lying story damages a potential candidate for the president of the United States. That's why they did it.
Well, I mean, we've okay. So we're the only ones that are talking about this. Okay, and let's reiterate this one more time. Okay. Jerry Nadler, who despises the Pledge of Allegiance, okay? Jerry Nadler, in 2016, authored How We Resist Trump and His Extreme Agenda. Now, being pro-American is considered extreme to Jerry Nadler, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and Chuck Schumer. Okay? It's basically the Democrat Party. So we must do everything we can to stop Trump and his extreme agenda now. That's part of the mission statement of the Democrat Party, of the establishment in Washington, D.C., prior to President Trump. It would have been President-elect Trump, okay? So they must do everything to stop President Trump. To achieve this, we must keep our eyes on two important goals, depressing Trump's public support. And why did we see each and every day from 2017 to 2021 how President Trump was demeaned, how they tried to demoralize, how they made up and fabricated stories about the man? And we thought it would end on January the 20th, 2021, but it did not. It's continued. And this is yet another example of how destructive the Democrat Party and the left wing and the establishment and the cabal are. They despise Trump. Their mission is to destroy Trump, depressing Trump's public support. They don't want Trump to run for president again. He shocked the world. He shocked the Democrat institution, the establishment, by winning in 2016 over the pantsuit princess. And now, each and every time Biden blunders yet another issue, whether it's foreign policy, domestic policy, national security, they blame Trump. Trump's name is invoked, as they did this past weekend. They've orchestrated one narrative after another, the same wording, the same verbiage, the same narratives were all invoked on each and every Sunday talk show, in prefacing the communist Chinese spy balloon penetrating U.S. airspace. And it was to demean President Trump and to cover for the frail old fraud Joe Biden. And as Jerry Nadler wrote in his 6-page manifesto, to achieve this, we must keep our eyes on two important goals. One, depressing Trump's public support. And two, dividing the congressional GOP from him, Trump, and from each other. The first order of business must be to refuse to allow the normalization of Trump. So it's one thing already that we find out that the entire Russian collusion story was fabricated. It was created. It was manufactured by the Hillary Rotten Clinton campaign and Christopher Steele, the FBI. And so now there's a circle that even goes back to who? Barack Hussein, Tator Obama, and Joe Biden. And now, 4 years later, 6 years later, 6 years later now, a blatant fabrication of a Chinese spy balloon penetrating the United States airspace, a blatant lie is being put forth, orchestrated, orated by each and every DNC state-run news media, to bash President Trump and to blame Trump for the Chinese spy balloons when in fact it was false. It was fabricated. The former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, confirms it. John Bolton, who is no fan of Donald Trump, confirms it never happened. Four people so far, six people have come forth under the Trump administration and said it never happened. But the first order of business from Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi must be to refuse to allow the normalization of Trump. Deflect from Joe Biden's failure, from Joe Biden's weakness. Deflect from it and blame Donald Trump. I mean, the orchestrated narrative yesterday on these news outlets, it was comical, it was sickening because it was the same verbiage on each station. It was the same verbiage from ABC to NBC to CBS to MSNBC. The same verbiage. And even Andrea Mitchell took it a step further by disparaging Brigadier General Ryder. I mean, she's covered this man. And because he wasn't wearing his military uniform with all of his medals, she said he shouldn't be talking because he's not military. I mean, it's one thing to be biased and to be partisan, but to be a blatant liar, and that's exactly what our news media has become in America, because they've aligned themselves with the radical left-wing anti-American movement. And it's the very same people who will start bitching, okay, when the left-wing Marxists start limiting media and control the media. And right now, we're watching the control of a left-wing media. And as long as they comply and they all start spewing the same false narratives, it's okay. But when some of the news readers start going outside the box and they start questioning this, they will be summarily rejected. And it's sickening what we're seeing today. It is absolutely sickening what we're witnessing. There is no accountability for Joe Biden, this feckless fraud. There is no accountability. There is no accountability for communist Kamala Harris. None. Why? Because they're darlings of the left wing. Because they're anything but what Trump was. And all Trump was a man who loved America. And suddenly, those that want to make America great again are sought to be ostracized from society. When in fact the real fascists and anti-Americans are of the Democrat National Party, are of the Democrat Party, are of the liberals, the progressive movement in America, and this woke anti-American establishment. I hope that the American people continue to demand answers with regards to a Chinese spy balloon soaring over U.S. sovereign space for 7 days. 7 days. It's bad enough that Biden blundered Afghanistan and put American weaponry in the hands of the Chinese and of the Taliban and of the Russians. But now we are, now as you articulated earlier, Al, if you trace the steps of the balloon that soared over the U.S., it may have been tracking U.S. military installations, including our nuclear silos. That's a dereliction of duty by the President of the United States. It's disgusting. It's a disgrace. It should never happen. And to not hold this man accountable, and this administration accountable, is a miscarriage of justice by this so-called mainstream media. There's nothing mainstream about the media today. ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, PBS, they're all turned out to be propaganda news for the Democrat National Committee. I'm done. Just, it's disgusting. It's a disgrace. I unbelievable. And then Andrea Mitchell starts attacking Brigadier General Ryder. She couldn't hold his jock strap, for crying out loud. This man served in the United States military, and he's attained the level of Brigadier General, giving his life and his service to his country. And she has the audacity to berate the man? Fuck you, Andrea Mitchell. God.
The other part of the equation that nobody's talking about is the space-based platforms that are under the control of the communist Chinese. That's going to be chapter two in this story. The balloon is one thing. It's these space-based platforms are going to come into play in the next 5 to 10 years. So keep that in the back of your dome and watch that topic closely.
Yeah. It's quite interesting. I mean, it really is. I mean, look what the Chinese have been able to, communist Chinese government has been able to get away with. And we're still seeking to purchase our manufacture our goods in China. And you notice something? I'll tell you, this is the other thing that I've noticed. So now we've got China back into the fold again. Okay, thank you, Joe Biden and the left wing and the global cabal, okay? But did you notice now that the talk of subsidizing China with our, you know, basically for taxpayers subsidizing China, communist China, to the tune of $535 billion a year because of a trade deficit? No one's talking about that anymore. When President Trump sought to close that gap, what happened? Oh, 2 weeks later, 12 days later, the Chinese virus was released. Have we heard any more about the trade deficit issue? Well, as our deficit is soaring, $31.5 trillion, no one's talking about that either. Oh, but you know what? Communist China's loving it because they're encroaching upon all portions of the world, right? They got in, they confiscated they reached a deal in Afghanistan for precious metals and minerals. They've now set up bases on both sides, the east and the west coast of Africa. It appears that they have access to Australia and New Zealand ports. They're talking about ports here in the United States that are being run by China. The Panama Canal is run by China. I mean, you want to talk about a country that's emboldened and that's looking for supremacy? It's the communists. And all they got to do is pay these corrupt politicians like Biden and the Biden crime family, and they'll have immediate access. And you know what? We don't even know half the stuff that was in those classified documents at the Penn Biden Center. But see, all of this occurrence, Al, this lends to questioning Joe Biden and what he was really up to. Senator Biden, classified documents that he stole. Vice President Biden stole classified documents. And president, I can't even use the word President Biden in the same sentence, but had classified documents. Oh, well, hell, it was only by the 1967 Corvette. Well, you know what? The issue isn't the Corvette. No one gives a shit about the Corvette. The issue is you had classified documents, and you stole them while you were senator and while you were vice president because you didn't have authorization to take those from Washington, D.C., you had no authorization
or to declassify.
Or
to declassify them. Yeah.
Wow.
But I President Biden's greatest shield is Kamala Harris. Because if he gets taken down, guess who comes walking into the Oval? Kamala Harris. And nobody wants that. So President Biden and Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family, they have a get-out-of-jail-free card, at least until the next election. And you know what? You know what really bothers me that nobody else is talking about? All these crimes and that the Democrats did nothing about, keeping Ilhan Omar and Shifty Schiff and Feng Feng's lover, Eric Swalwell, on these committees, they were all in favor of that. They didn't do anything to stop it. These are the Democrats. The only people that are stopping it now are the Republicans. That means that all the Democrats were in cahoots with that. And that's scary.
Well, it is scary. And you said Eric Fang Fang Swalwell, okay? So here's a man whose congressional political career was launched by a communist Chinese spy, Fang Fang. And no accountability. And so finally he's held accountable by taking off of committee assignments. The same with incestuous Ilhan Omar. Here she is. She's taken off of committee assignments. And right away she goes into victim mode, right? She goes into victim mode. She's now a victim because a person of color who was taken off and removed from a committee. Oh, but you know what? She failed to tell us that it was Speaker Nancy Pelosi, okay, who removed Marjorie Taylor Greene, Representative Greene from Georgia, and Paul Gosar of Arizona. She removed them from committee assignments. And that set a precedent because it was always the party, the minority party leader, who assigned his members to committees. But because of the totalitarian authoritarianism of Nancy Pelosi, she ruled with an iron fist. She was going to tell the minority party, okay, because she could do that, because when the Democrats are in the majority, they rule with an iron fist. They are the Gestapo, okay? They'll tell you who will sit on committees. Okay, now the tables are turned. Nancy Pelosi is no longer speaker. The Democrats are in the minority, and suddenly – and to our surprise, Kevin McCarthy comes in and he removes, okay, Omar, Schiff, and Swalwell from any committee assignments. And now it's almost like this is a dangerous precedent that's set. This has never happened. Excuse me. It's happened for the last 4 years, okay? Nancy Pelosi ruled the roost, okay, and she set the precedent. She broke that ceiling. But yet the extremists on the left, they set the narrative, and you notice there's no pushback by the media on this. They don't cite that, well, you know, Nancy Pelosi did this. No, no, no. This is just unprecedented what Kevin McCarthy did, Speaker McCarthy did, really. Oh, okay, so Ilhan Omar has never been held accountable for her actions, for her anti-Semitic, her anti-Semitism, her 9/11 denier. Okay, she's a 9/11 denier, and there's no accountability for that. And also, Omar has never disassociated her support for BDS, an anti-Israel and anti-Semitic organization. And yet, there's no pushback with regards to that. Suddenly, Ilhan Omar is a victim, but yet she supports BDS, she's anti-Israel, she's anti-Jew, she's an anti-Semite, she's a 9/11 denier. And she's the victim now. And as Alexandria Cortez stated on the House floor, it's because she's a person of color. And immediately the left-wing woke crowd invokes race. Immediately. Because Islam's not a race, so now they have to point to the fact that Ilhan Omar is dark-skinned. Okay, so now she's a woman of color. And that has to be it. Anytime the left needs something, they immediately grab onto that race card. And now they want to, you know, they want to hold on to that race, and they want to demean Kevin McCarthy because of race. It has nothing to do with race. Everything to do with anti-Semitism on the part of the extremist Ilhan Omar. And also, she's a 9/11 denier, which means that she supports and defends her brothers in arms, our brother jihadists, okay, who... the 19 Muslim men who undertook the attack on the United States of America on September 11th in 2001. But she was excused by Nancy Pelosi, then Speaker of the House, because Nancy Pelosi stated that Ilhan doesn't have command of the English language. So maybe Ilhan Omar needs to go to maybe George Washington College in Washington or go back to the University of Minnesota and learn the English language so she can have command of the English language so she knows when she's spewing anti-Semitic jihadist remarks, okay, she understands what she's talking about. Because she shouldn't be in Congress, okay, helping to pass laws and writing bills if she doesn't have command of the English language. We have enough retards in Washington, D.C. We don't need another one who's admitted it. So what's your take on these three being removed from committee assignments?
I think it's a yawner. Who cares?
Thank you.
We can do it. We can remove anybody we want now. And as you pointed out, because Nancy Pelosi set the precedent. So what's the big deal? It's like the sky is falling. But when Pelosi did it, it was a yawn fest. Nobody cared. So I don't care.
Right.
It'll go away. Yeah, the whole news, it'll go away in a week or two and people forget about it. Who cares? Let it go.
Well,
gone. Adios. And maybe, Hamas loves puppies. Maybe Ilhan Omar will go there and start promoting that Hamas and Hezbollah. They love them.
Oh, the puppy love?
Yeah, they're going to start saying that Hamas loves puppies. They hate the Jews, but they love puppies.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe incestuous Ilhan Omar can fly there. She can go up, up, and away in her beautiful balloon.
Wouldn't you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
It's just amazing, Al. Like, one other note. With these three that have been removed from committee assignments, okay, Schiff and Swalwell and Omar, the coordinated and the orchestrated talking points that are being spewed, again, when they bring these three on, either together or by themselves individually, and I watched a Minnesota local news outlet was interviewing incestuous Ilhan Omar, and she said the same thing that was also stated when all three were together at another news show, a couple of other news shows, and right away it was, you know, well, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she believed in the lasers, the Israeli lasers, you know, they all said the same thing, and it's just, it's comical. And then you listen to yesterday what happened, and the same talking points are being spewed by the news readers on all the Sunday talk shows, which just goes to show how embedded the left-wing ideology is in the media today. And they're no longer mainstream. They're extremists. It's the extremism of media today. And it's truly disgraceful what we're seeing, because we're not given news objectively anymore. It's almost like each and every pundit that's on one of these left-wing news shows now, they all want to be Woodward and Bernstein, right? They all want to uncover that Watergate, you know, what was the guy's name? Deep Throat, you know? They all want to be that reporter who and newsreader who all of a sudden just, you know, uncovers this fascination. And yet Peter Ducey sits there during these White House press briefings and asks the most pointed questions of the propaganda apprentice, Jean-Pierre, and he gets non-answers. And where's the media talking about, you know, we're not getting really any answers. And finally, some news reporters are coming out saying, well, you didn't answer his question. But it's very few and far between. And if they would have conducted themselves that way, When Kayleigh McEnany was conducting her White House press, they wouldn't give her the respect. And she was answering their questions. She wasn't flipping pages. She wasn't stonewalling. She wasn't bloviating. She wasn't spewing propaganda as these last two have been under the Biden regime. And yet the lack of respect by the media because they believe in this left-wing ideology. It's a fun fest.
Well, they're Marxists. The media are Marxists. So they're going to protect each other.
Well, and the other fun fest is going to come tomorrow. Okay. So the propaganda won't won't stop, because tomorrow Blowhard Biden gives his State of the Union speech, and his handlers will load the teleprompter with disinformation, lies, and misinformation. And now we know it's true because the propaganda princess, Jean-Pierre, stated that Biden's going to be writing every word now. So now we're going to get the fabricator-in-chief who's going to talk about, let's see, Scranton. He's going to talk about the hairs were sending chills up his legs while he was a lifeguard. And then we're going to hear about popcorn and how he beat up popcorn behind the barn. Okay, so there is a reason why Joe Biden could never win his party's nomination on his own, because he's a con man. He's been exposed as a pathological liar in an empty suit.
So the wicked man as defined in Proverbs 6, verses 12 through 19, will shuffle up to the podium tomorrow on the House floor. He'll bloviate more meaningless cliches and empty sound bites. And you know those meaningless cliches, if you make less than $400,000 a year, your taxes will not go up one dime. If 220,000 Americans die from COVID, you should resign as president of the United States. And under Joe Biden, over 800,000 Americans have died from COVID. And Biden had the vaccine that was, you'll never get COVID if you get the vaccine, which is yet another lie. And then the southern U.S. border is secured, another lie. More meaningless sound bites, such as declaring the pandemic is over. And then he comes back and talks about re-implementing masks indoors or banning world's greatest tennis player, Novak Djokovic, from entering the country. And then blaming the unvaccinated for spreading the China virus. This is Joe Biden. Joe Biden caused the rise in gas prices at the pump to the highest that we've ever seen. And the coward has avoided even addressing the rise in gas prices for 1 year. From January 20th of 2021 to February 1st of 2022, when Putin invaded Ukraine, and then he found a perfect patsy to blame. For 1 year, Joe Biden remained silent, intentionally refusing press conferences to avoid acknowledging how gas prices were infecting working families, all Americans of all identities, race, color, and creeds, because identity politics is today's Marxist Democrat Party flavor. So tomorrow, blowhard Biden is going to make the case for what he calls re-election in 2024. The same frail old fraud who intentionally avoided addressing the rapid rise in gas prices. The same Joe Biden who ignored the pain Americans endured from his extreme decision to implement and adhere to the globalist green energy hoax. The green scam agenda has severely impacted the U.S. economy and every aspect of the economy. Biden ignores this and wants to continue his radical globalist anti-American policies, and he and his handlers believe you will like it. The effect of rising gas prices immediately impacted transportation prices across the board, including trucking costs. Diesel fuel costs have soared. Trucking companies had no choice but to increase their prices, which infected costs to move groceries from producer to wholesaler, and then from wholesaler to retailer, and then retailer to consumer. Joe Biden remained silent while prices soared. No press conference, no addressing the media. And where was the media? Oh, then we'll hear about the biggest ruse since the installation of the wicked man Joe Biden, and it's climate change. Biden's handlers will have him spew the climate change cliches such as climate crisis and the New World Order's World Economic Forum's latest slogan, climate refugees. Well, the DNC-controlled media was silent, protecting and shielding the wicked man Joe Biden. Biden, the Democrat Party, and the establishment will continue to rape the U.S. Treasury, taxpayer coffers to fund this global scam, this global hoax. Biden unilaterally, with the stroke of a pen and without congressional approval, has limited the supply of fossil fuel, which caused the prices to escalate rapidly, and not Vladimir Putin invading Ukraine, as was the famous cliche by Joe Biden, but he won't be talking about that tomorrow. Joe Biden will falsely claim that he and his administration are fighting to bring and have brought gas prices down. Joe, gas prices are still 75% higher than when you took office. Folks, don't be distracted by these lies. And certainly the DNC-controlled media will not hold Biden accountable for all these falsehoods. Joe Biden, again without congressional approval, drained the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve by 60% to artificially lower gas prices in America. A Strategic Petroleum Reserve that had been filled to capacity thanks to President Trump and America's Energy Independence Program, Project, Goal. And they replenished those, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, at prices under $40 a barrel. But Biden has put in place to dismantle everything President Trump did, including energy independence, which he is doing. And then he drains the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to artificially lower gas prices at the pump, which he did. And now the Strategic Petroleum Reserve needs to be replenished, and it will not be replenished at $20, $30, or $40 a barrel. It will cost taxpayers a minimum of $70 a barrel. Minimum of $70 a barrel. And who pays for this? We the people, the American taxpayer. Will blowhard Biden talk about, since he was installed on January 2021, will he talk about gas prices being 75% up? Will blowhard Biden talk about heating fuel oil being up 80% since he was installed? How about natural gas prices up 67% since Biden was installed? Food prices have soared 60% since Biden was installed. We have an egg shortage in America. Who would ever thought we'd have an egg shortage in America? Equity lines of credit. Interest rates have gone from 2.5% to 8.5%. That hits the consumer directly in the pocket, along with the cost of fuel at the pump, along with your heating oil that you need to put your heating oil on, as they have up in the Northeast Friday and Saturday because temperatures got below zero. But thanks to Joe Biden having the coal fire plant shut down in Massachusetts, it caused an immediate rise in utility of 57%. 57% increase in utilities, and they just had two of the coldest days ever in Massachusetts. And how about at least 2 million illegal aliens invading America, not just from Mexico, but from 140 countries around the world, including Islamic jihadists, who are on no-fly list, no-entry list, who are on terror watch lists. This is Joe Biden's accomplishment. This is the case he's going to make to being reelected, if in fact he was elected. But let's say he was elected. This is the case he's going to make. Irrespective of your party affiliation or your political leanings, this should cause you outrage, because the prices at the pump affects everybody, black, white, yellow. It doesn't matter. Irresponsible and reckless. And frankly, what Biden has done is anti-American. What Nancy Pelosi has done is anti-American. What Chuck Schumer has done has been anti-American. For some reason, Joe Biden is a protected species in Washington, D.C. And even while U.S. border security is being compromised, as we've discussed earlier with the communist Chinese weather spy balloon soaring about America's airspace for 7 days, Joe did nothing. Joe Biden, the wicked man, is a protected species. So tomorrow's Biden's State of this Union speech will consist of lies, more lies, and damn lies. And the Democrats, the destructive Democrat Party, will jump to their feet and applause, of course. However, the left-wing lunatics, including all their sycophant media pundits, will be fawning over the frail old fraud's speech, providing the much-needed insulation to distract what an utter failure Tuesday evening's teleprompter reading will be, and the disaster Joe Biden has truly been the past 24 months. And one other note about the bloviating blowhard Biden and his teleprompter reading tomorrow. Should there be any writings addressing Biden's stealing of classified documents as a U.S. senator, and then again stealing classified documents as a vice president? Do you expect Biden to use any standard meaningless cliches, me and my staff are working closely with the Justice Department and complying with all requests, unlike my predecessor? Yeah, I can hear Joe Biden spewing those lies. because the wicked man Joe Biden has to act like the big man on campus. And certainly blowhard Biden will spew even more garbage about the creation of jobs. And it turns out we've had a net loss of 10,000 jobs from March of 2022 to 2023. A net loss of 10,000. You know what? You know what's increased in jobs? Part-time jobs have increased by 1.4 million. So Biden's going to talk about since they landed on the moon, we've never seen such employment, part-time jobs. And then, of course, we'll talk about living wages. But that's already been blown out of the sky by the Federal Reserve, who told corporations, told CEOs and owners that they should not pay their employees any bonuses nor raise wages, because that's what's causing inflation, wage inflation. Oh, so the left wing wants it both ways. You know, the Marxists want to increase wages to $15, $20 an hour as a minimum. And now the Federal Reserve says, wait a minute, wage inflation is the biggest reason why we have inflation in the United States. Not the fact that 75% gas prices are up 75%, or heating oil is up 80%, or natural gas is up 67%, or food prices are up by 60%. No, it's wage inflation. Because after all, the destructive Democrat Party, they are for the working families. Oh, but of course, they're not going to tell you that. Biden won't mention the Federal Reserve wants businesses and corporations not to give employees bonuses nor raise wages, because it contributes to wage inflation. Blowhard Biden will not pound his chest about causing the highest inflation in 40 years. However, he will wave his finger like a wicked man would about forgiving college student loan debt. More financial burdens placed upon the U.S. taxpayer, because $31.4 trillion is not enough of being in debt. And by the way, it's not compulsory to go to college in America. It's not compulsory. And why hasn't Biden demanded colleges and universities forgive the debt, okay, or pay the taxpayer treasury back the money that was overcharged? I mean, hell, Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, is still receiving $250,000 a year from Harvard University. Yes, Harvard is paying Elizabeth Warren $250,000 a year to remain on staff. And then Warren has the audacity to bemoan that colleges charge too much tuition. Well, if Senator Warren felt that obligated, then why don't she just give her money, give her $250,000 back? Think about how many students could fund their tuition at Harvard for a year. Think about that. But of course, Senator Warren, being an American Indian, wouldn't like that. So in other words, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow evening at 8 p.m., the Andy Griffith Show airs on MeTV. Tomorrow's episode at 8 o'clock is, after a series of misunderstandings, Andy finally takes Ellie to the church picnic. And Ellie is Eleanor Donahue of Father Knows Best. And at 8:30 on MeTV, Andy Griffith's on for a second time, and Andy tries to convince Opie's friend, a runaway boy, to return home. Now, that certainly would be more educational, that 1 hour of Andy Griffith, than listening to blowhard Biden spew meaningless sound bites, make empty promises and empty slogans from an empty suit. It certainly will be more entertaining than watching the destructive Democrats jump to their feet every 15 seconds to give the perception that Joe Biden is effective and means what he says. It's more theatrics by the left-wing lunatics. So I think I'm gonna tune in to Andy Griffith's show tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And I'm going to check out the episode of Andy and Ellie go to the church picnic, because I believe that was one of the first dates that Andy takes Ellie on. And she runs the drugstore in town. So that's going to be more educational than listening to blowhard Biden.
Hmm. Well, you got a point. Everybody loves Mayberry.
Oh, my goodness. And then to find out how Andy handles Opie's friend running away and then convinces him to return home, that's good old America. The sheriff is gonna actually, you know, he actually cares about the children in town, you know?
Mm. Well, you remember the story, shift gears a little, you remember the story about the electrical grids that were attacked on two separate occasions, one in Baltimore? Well, they made arrests.
Okay.
The FBI captured two people whom the agency describes as racially or ethnically motivated, meaning they're neo-Nazis. It's got one of the perps are from Orlando, the other one is from Baltimore. And how they were going to attack the grid, which I found probably one of the more interesting parts of the story, is all they needed was a high-powered rifle to shoot bullets into the transformers of major grid nodes. And if they hit three or four of them, it would cause a cascade of brownouts of huge proportion and millions of dollars worth of damage. That easy. Well, they got these two terrorists arrested, and they have a possibility of serving 20 years if they're fully convicted. So hats off to the FBI for nailing these. These are domestic terrorists. I think 20, I hope they get the full 20 years because they are dangerous.
So does it say what was their motive for wanting to disable the electrical grids in America? What are these domestic terrorists? What was the reason for this?
Well, good question. let's see. Specifically, Clint Daniel, that's the woman. She discussed her desired rifle for the attack, which I had stated. We hit a number of electrical substations all on the same day, completely destroy the whole city. Why she did it? It's still unclear. She conspired to carry out attacks against critical infrastructure substations in particular, and that Russell's racially or ethnically motivated by violent extremist beliefs, because he was more of a neo-Nazi. And they encouraged the use of Mylar balloons to short out a power transformer. And in conversation on 25th, Russell encouraged an attack be carried out when there's a great strain on the grid. They just want to create chaos.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're Marxists. They want to destroy. They want to destroy everything. And the best way to do that is destroy the power grid. They probably didn't realize how easy it is. And that's the other part of this balloon attack that nobody's talking about, because that balloon could have been a platform for an EMP, and an EMP is a bomb that explodes up in the atmosphere. It's like a nuclear blast up in the atmosphere that will short out all the electrical components in its devastation range, which could be over 100 to 200 miles. Doesn't destroy any property, but it shorts out everything electrical.
Yeah, this is interesting, you know. Nothing's being spoken about with regards to the jihadists who attacked the power facility in Las Vegas and damaged, caused $1.3 million in damage at least, and took out the power source for the Vegas casinos. I think it was MGM runs on these power grids, the MGM consortium of hotels. And now you've got this going on, you know, with regards to taking out the electrical grid by these extremists, domestic terrorists.
Yep.
They're
blaming. Oh. Yeah, they're kind of blaming it on their neo-Nazi group affiliations, rather than their Marxist ideology. But hey, at least they got these bastards. That's all I can tell you. Forget all that other stuff. They got them. They nailed them. Throw their asses in jail and fix the problem. and shore up our electrical infrastructure. Talking about a soft, easy target, because don't think that our enemies aren't watching this story closely.
Oh, as you said, China has to be extremely emboldened, because if, in fact, they had something to carry on those balloons and they released them, whether it be certain types of gas or even having to say nuclear-style weaponry, I mean, you waited 7 days to do anything?
Or drones with bombs attached to them.
Exactly.
The president waited 4 days to shoot it down. Good Lord.
And then he says it wasn't a serious threat. How do you know it wasn't a serious threat?
He should be impeached for that. Hell, they impeached Trump for a phone call to Zelensky. This is far worse.
Yeah, and you know what? That phone call was a fact-finding. As a matter of fact, it was a fact-finding mission, okay? What did what did Biden say? Because Biden's the one that had diarrhea of the mouth. It was Biden's own.
And then did you hear this week, Zelensky arrested the Russian oligarch who ran Burisma.
No, I did not hear that.
Yeah,
really?
That was a little extra data point that escaped the major news outlets. Big surprise.
Well,
so Zelensky, the tyrant, threw him in jail. He threw Russian priests in jail, Catholic priests, because they seem to be pro-Russian against Zelensky. So he threw their leaders in jail. And free speech, forget about it in Ukraine. Zelensky's shutting down all the free radio stations. So,
well, wait a minute now. Wait. There's a little more to that story with regards to the chairman of Burisma or president of Burisma. Because, all right, so here's Biden in his own words.
Tonight there's some troublesome news for Joe Biden. No, it's not what you think or what you may have heard in some other news outlets. We generally don't dabble in that kind of stuff here, at least not on this newscast. No, this is actually a lot more important because it may have to do with malfeasance, may have to do with corruption on the part of our former vice president. I want you to listen to what Mr. Biden said last year about getting a prosecutor in Ukraine fired.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a got fired. And they put him.
Okay, so there's the big man on campus bragging about what he was able to get done, him and Barack. And so now you're saying that Zelensky goes in, he arrests the chairman of Burisma. Now, isn't it like arresting, I don't know, let's say, what's his name, the child porn guy.
Joe Biden?
No, the other one. Epstein.
Oh, Jeffrey Epstein. Bill Gates? No, Jeffrey Epstein.
No, Jeffrey Epstein. And
Bill
Epstein
Clinton?
Ends
oh,
up,
I mean, no, Jeffrey no. Epstein.
Yeah, Bill Clinton? No. Okay, so Epstein ends up dead while in jail, and now no one knows his list. And then the chairman of Burisma now ends up dead. I'm sorry, ends up arrested. Put the cart before the horse on that one. And isn't it convenient that the chairman of Burisma is arrested? Will we then find out, or is it to cover up for not only Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family, but you've got the Pelosi son, you've got John Kerry's stepson, Chris Hines. But to Chris Hines' credit, he did step away from Burisma when it seemed like it was becoming too sordid. But how in-depth was he? And then how about maybe the Romney family being involved? Is there any other dots to connect inside of Washington, D.C. to Ukraine? I just find it really interesting that this whole discussion of Ukraine goes away in order to shield Biden and to shield Pelosi and to shield Kerry and Hines. And yet there's a cover up there, and it was Nancy Pelosi who squashed this whole thing by having impeachment charges filed against President Trump for daring to find out what the vice president and the former vice president and former president were engaged in, illicit activities, quid pro quo, and what did that $1 billion buy? Why were they silencing? And again, it's, you know, under, and by, here we go. Biden is going to set the stage tomorrow for re-election. He's going to give us all meaningless sound bites and empty cliches, and just absolutely convenient. It's convenient that now the Burisma chairman has been arrested. Very convenient.
It is.
Huh. Okay. And, of course, we've not heard anything else about the power facility jihadist. On January 10th, 2023, okay, that would be Mohammed Mesmarian. What's going on with that issue? He attacked the solar power facility that serves the Las Vegas Strip's casinos. So what about that? You know, following ISIS's order to use your vehicle as a weapon. You don't need to necessarily have a bomb. Use the vehicle as a weapon.
Well, we've got enemies on all fronts. We got enemies, Marxist enemies, Islamic enemies. With no sheriff in town, it's a wild, wild west.
God. You know, leaving our border unsecured, and this is what we get. We get, you know, we get illegal aliens penetrating America's borders from 140-plus countries. Just last week, they captured an individual who was on the terror watch list from Iran, and he was on America's terror watch list.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank God we have Border Patrol agents who are dedicated to their job, honestly. I mean, despite being overwhelmed intentionally by a anti-American regime, the Biden-Harris regime, we still have border agents who really care about America, and they're dedicated to their job.
Yeah. Well, here's a scary stat from Senator John Kennedy. There are 600,000 southern U.S. border gotaways. So what's a gotaway? A gotaway is an illegal alien that does not go through a port of call. They do not go over the border and then get processed and then shipped or flown to the destination point of their choice here in the United States. These are 600,000 people who do not want to be known by authorities that they're even coming into the country. That's how many gotaways. These are people who do not want to be known. That's why they're gotaways. These are dangerous groups of people that are criminals, ex-criminals, rapists, murderers, cartel members, jihadis from other countries. This is a really bad stat that's not getting enough attention.
And why would it, Al? Because it defeats the purpose of what the intention is by this regime.
Yeah, and that's only in 2022. In 2021, there were 389,155 gotaways. Now, how they're able to count a gotaway is a mystery to me, but somehow they did. Because if they got away, you can't count them because you don't know that they got away. But be that as it may, 400,000 plus 600,000 equals 1 million people that are in this country, unknown to our government, doing God knows what. At a time
of
their choosing.
Did you do that math on your own? Just want to know. You did that really quick.
Completely, yes, okay. Completely on my own, and I owe that to a public school education. So thank you, government school. Not everybody can do that so quickly. It's a gift. And I'm glad that you noticed it, and we're impressed. You wouldn't be mocking me now, would you? No, of course not.
No, no, because mine was a public school PS98 education, okay?
Well, yeah, you know, look at you.
That's right. That's right. See? Now, there could be a way to track the gotaways. You know, why
maybe
the Biden-Harris regime has this number? Because remember, the Biden-Harris regime was actively engaged in transporting illegal aliens from the Texas southern border to cities, states, and towns across America that we don't know about. They would board them on planes, give them their red slip and their ticket, and they would send them to places that we have no idea in the dead of night. And that was confirmed on several occasions.
So these are illegal aliens the size of San Jose, California, which has 1 million people. Probably Dallas has 1.4 million. So that's how many – that's like a big city. Dallas, San Jose, they're huge.
Mm-hmm. They're huge.
So that gives you a perspective on what 1 million people look like. San Jose, California. And yes, you should be nervous.
Yeah, we should be very nervous. I mean, this administration has been intentionally negligent in allowing illegal aliens to pour through the U.S. borders. And then they shipped them, they transported illegal aliens throughout the United States and had the audacity then to attack Governor DeSantis when he transported 50 illegal aliens to a sanctuary city in Massachusetts, Martha's Vineyard, which within 1 day, all 50 were then placed in a Massachusetts National Guard facility, and they were removed from Martha's Vineyard. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So much for being a sanctuary
city. The liberal
city.
Hypocrites. Yeah, the liberal hypocrites did not want these illegal alien scumbag in their quaint little village of eliteness. Because they worked very hard for their money. They earned it, and they bought nice properties, and they want a nice community. They don't want it getting overrun with illegal aliens like New York City.
Correct.
Let's face it, these people aren't happy to be here. Because if they're really from I think of a refugee as somebody who is leaving a country where their life is in danger for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And if they ended up landing in Mexico, they would be thrilled because now they're out of whatever hellhole they were in. They're in Mexico, which is rather safe. And then they make a home in Mexico until such time as things change in their home country and they can go back safely. They don't cross four or five different land masses and countries to get to America or Europe or Germany or Italy or France. These are illegal. They are not asylum seekers because their lives aren't in danger. Maybe they're economic asylum seekers, but that's not justified to leave your country.
Well, hence,
so
this is
screw
what the,
them. I have no sympathy.
You know what? Holger makes a good point. I didn't see this, but isn't it funny that Ukraine prosecutor can be fired, but we can't get rid of a spy balloon? that's a good point, Holger. So we have a situation here where the vocabulary and the vernacular is changed in America, and it's done so in order to temper, you know, the verbiage, right? I mean, think about it. We have illegal aliens, but that's changed to immigrants, and then it's changed to refugees, and it's changed to migrants. Okay, so now that's to temper the illegal invasion, how our borders are being compromised, and this administration is doing nothing. this Marxist regime, and that's the Marxist mentality, the Cloward and Piven, is you change the you change the names, you temper the names so that it sounds inclusive. The diversity aspect, I guess it would be. And it's just like, I want to ask you this question, because you follow the border issues really well, and you've been pretty up on this. So Representative Pramila Jayapal, she stated that the GOP loves to try and blame fentanyl deaths on immigrants, which is absurd because 90% of fentanyl is brought into the country by U.S. citizens. Now, I didn't realize that the drug cartels were U.S. citizens. I could be wrong, but would you have a – I mean, so first of all, I think the 90% figure is crap. I think she just made it up like most left-wingers do. They just throw a percentage in there, and then that's fact because they uttered it. But do you believe that 90% of the fentanyl is brought into the country by U.S. citizens?
No, I do not. I believe that – the Chinese provide the precursors to Mexican cartels, and the Mexican cartels cook up the fentanyl, and then they distribute it in the United States, and they get paid by the Chinese to do it. Because if you're a Chinese communist and you want to destroy America, what's the best way to do it? You poison the kids.
Right.
And fentanyl is a great way to do it. Whole generations are brought up on this fentanyl, and it's a very dangerous drug. So they're softening the battlefield, and they're doing it in a timeline that us Americans are not used to. How's that for a long-winded answer to a simple question?
I don't think it was long-winded at all, and I think I appreciate that, because the softening the battlefield. And that is so true. And no one talks about how the impact of China with regards to the trafficking of fentanyl into the United States. You know, China, we got consumed with the Chinese balloon as a distraction, because you've got bloviating blowhard Biden is going to have his State of the Union speech tomorrow. But you know, what the statements made by the left-wing representatives like Jayapal to make an absurd statement that 90% of fentanyl is brought into the country by U.S. citizens, that is just a flat-out lie and a distraction. You know, what about the Chinese role in fentanyl being made, being manufactured, and the Mexican drug cartel is distributing it, right?
That's the story.
I mean, they're using illegal alien mules to come across the border with fentanyl. I can't believe how the left wing is trivializing this cancer, this destruction. And we're talking about you said it, softening the battlefield, and they're attacking our youth. I mean,
they're attacking our youth with all of these cross-dressing sexual deviant events that are in libraries, and they're bringing these kids in to groom them. This is happening all over the country.
Yeah.
So they're culturally going after the kids in that way as well, to break down our culture. And Representative Jayapal, she doesn't say anything or go against it because she's part of it. She is sympathetic to it. She is a Marxist. And it's about time that people realize that there are Marxists within this country that do not want what is best. And that those percentages are getting upwards of 50%, and once they cross over to 51, we are toast.
Yeah. And again,
Jayapal is bad. She is a bad person. She must be hated.
And it's why there's such a active mission to discredit Trump, to try to find ways to keep him off the ballot. Because they know that the American people see a positive nature about America. There's the global alliances now that you have that are being made by the Biden regime. It's sickening what's happening. And the fact that China now also has their hands in the manufacturing of fentanyl that are killing our children should be outrage for each and every member of Congress. And yet you've got Jayapal trivializing the fentanyl.
Yeah, and then if you want to go the social media front, TikTok is an arm of the communist government as well. That is an undeniable truth, not even debatable. Now, in China, TikTok, their algorithms are set so their kids don't do – all they see is math, physics, chemistry, and schooling. Maybe a few videos here and there, but all the crap that we see on TikTok, like the libs of TikTok put out, they don't see any of that culturally destructive material at all in China. Here in America, they've opened up all of these algorithms to show all of this TikTok culturally to destroy our culture. And they're doing it with the cross-gendering and the gender fluid, the drugs, the violence on TikTok is amazing. God, I have seen so many fights where blacks are ganging up on single victims of various races, black, white, or otherwise, mainly white. And it is the cumulative effect of all of these negative images, violent images, and sexually explicit images does add up over time. And it is powerful, and it is scary.
It is scary. And I'm going to read the – there's eight – How to Create a Socialist State by Saul Alinsky. Healthcare. You control healthcare, you control the people. Poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you're providing everything for them to live. Debt. Increase the debt to unsustainable level. That way you're able to increase taxes, and this will – produce more poverty, hence going back to number two. Number three, gun control. Remove people's ability to defend themselves from the government. That way you're able to create a police state. Five, welfare. Take control of every aspect of their lives, food, housing, and income. Six, education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in schools. Think Common Core. Boy, is that not true. Religion. Remove the belief in God from the government and schools, and that's exactly what the destructive Democrat Party is doing and has done. Class warfare, number eight, divide the people into wealthy and poor. This will cause more disconnect, and it will be easier to take and tax the wealthy with the support of the poor. And, boy, you see that really with Robert Reich. Bobby Reich gets on Twitter, and all he does is tweet about the disparity between rich and poor. He tweets about demonizing the rich, and it's just one tweet after another, the top 1%, but doesn't talk about how it's the wealthy that create jobs and invest and are risk takers. and you know what? It's the risk takers who then create – who can create jobs. I mean, Bill Gates, okay, forget about his personal side of it, but didn't he start out in his garage with Steve Jobs? And look how they created and they became wealthy. You know, there's an American ingenuity that's being tempered by the left wing because Washington, D.C. wants to control and how to create that socialist state. We're witnessing it right before our eyes. The Jayapals, the AOCs, the Ilhan Omars, the Rashida Motherfucker Tlaibs, the Ayanna Pressleys, the Maxine Waters, all those, you know, all those individuals all have signed on to this new world order, this globalist mentality, this destructive Democrat Party, Saul Alinsky method of governance. Just incredible what we're witnessing today. I just can't
yeah, look at the Grammys. Look at the entertainment that was on the Grammys last night. I didn't watch it. I saw some of the clips.
I didn't either.
But you had a whole Satanist dance that was it was provocative, yes, but it was Satanist themed. And some will say, well, you know, you got to be provocative to get noticed. Okay, but what was very disturbing was Madonna. Madonna's had too much surgery. She's there with a riding crop in her hand, a whip, and her teeth look like they've been Botox with 5 gallons of Botox. She's very disturbing looking. Oh God, it was so bad. But the music, I found everything about it, I don't know, bad. It just wasn't. It wasn't entertaining. But
how were the ratings for the Grammys? Did you see anything?
Good. I don't know. I didn't look.
My rating
was bad.
Oh, hey. It said it rebounds from a record low, and it revealing a 12.4 Nielsen rating. Wow.
Is that good? 12.4, is that good or bad?
Oh, it jumped 1.4 million viewers, according to Variety. Grammys jumped 1.4 million viewers from last year. So I guess it wasn't as bad then, huh? Oh, my God. They just don't get it. They just don't get it, do they? I think they do get it.
I guess not.
It's the programming.
I don't get it. What do I know?
Either.
I don't get it. And I'm glad I don't get it, and I don't like it. I just don't like it, and I'll tell you, I don't like it.
You don't like it? You don't like it?
No.
All right. I don't like it either.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Well, I'll tell you what. Tomorrow night, you turn on MeTV, 8 o'clock, the Andy Griffith Show. Andy finally takes Ellie to a church picnic. And at 8:30, Andy Griffith's on once again. And Andy tries to convince Opie's friend, a runaway boy, to return home. That'll be more entertaining than the frail old fraud Biden spewing his lies and misinformation and disinformation. Wednesday, you've got Hank Jones and Polly Sports. Check out Hank's show at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Hank is back on Thursday evening. He's going to have a political show, and I'm sure he'll be speaking about the State of Disunion speech by blowhard Biden. Saturday, Minister Simon Dacduck and a beautiful Christie revealing the truth about Islam, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And Sunday, Eric Fafiristan is back with A Cross in the Crescent. And check him out. I believe it's at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And Al and I will be back next Monday evening at 6 p.m. The shows on Tuesday and Friday will be to be announced. So you can check on Twitter. We'll put something out. And also on Blog Talk for a show. Please keep G-Ski of G-Ski and Dave Airways America in your prayers. Andy, Southern Sense Talk Radio, and our great sidekick, author Curtis Bennett, will be back on February the 24th on Blog Talk Radio at 1 p.m. So check out Andy, Southern Sense Talk Radio. She'll be back in a couple of weeks. Chief Simple Facts of Life, Tuesdays, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. If you want a break from politics and all this nonsense that's going on in Washington, D.C., and you want some self-help, check out the Simone Nicole Show Wednesday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Spreaker.com. Joshua does a fantastic job, gives you great great tips and great things to think about for self-help and to from eating better to exercising. It's a very good show. Audrey Russo of Real Talk Radio. Audrey is on at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Thursdays. Go to AudreyRusso.com. She has a great show. Mr. P always has killer monologues and rants, so check out Audrey Russo's show, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursdays. I want to thank Bigfoot, our big patriot. Go to www.bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. Great blog spot. Great stories. Check it out. Ducky, good to see you as well. Thank you for joining us in Super New Mexico on the switchboard. Al, any parting shots?
Adios, amigos. Have a great week. See you next Monday.
Yes, sir. We'll see you next Monday, and you all have a nice evening. Be safe out there. Be aware of your surroundings. Check out the Andy Griffith Show tomorrow on MeTV at 8 p.m. Ciao, everybody.
Yes, it was my way.
That's all, folks.
Gosh, my chat room keeps going out. I can't type in the Bigfoot and say goodnight to everybody in the chat room. Dang it.
Yeah, I had to reload it 3 or 4 times during the show. So.
Oh, you did too, huh? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Blog Talk.
Oh, I'll tell you, this whole balloon issue is just, it's ballooning out of control is what it is, because what, you know, these people just can't tell the truth. And the fact that they can't tell the truth, it just keeps blossoming, you know, it keeps, it continues to expand. And, you know, all we have to do is tell the truth. We didn't tell Biden because he's incapable of doing anything or incapable. We were monitoring it. And now, you know, as time goes by, they think of something else to think about. And then, of course, it was blaming Trump for everything. Well, you know, there's 3 balloons under Trump. Oh, and it turns out that to be absolutely false. And you know something else? That's really, it's sickening is what it is. That in itself should launch investigations, irrespective of party affiliation, because the failure of national security by anybody in the White House, okay, it impacts each and every American. And these left-wingers, they're not doing their constituents a job. And as you said, what if there was some sort of bomb on that or some sort of gas on that balloon, and it was allowed to pass through at least, what, 12 states, 14 states, and over military installations?
Mm-hmm. And if it was reversed and we did that over China airspace, they'd shoot it down and call it an act of war and then take a war footing.
Exactly. Oh, you know, again, and I said, what if we launch a weather balloon, okay, from Taiwan, and it goes into and it penetrates and breaches China's airspace? China wouldn't wait 7 days for it to go across their country.
Yep. They'd take out right away. Get it? Take
they
out.
They certainly
China.
Would.
Take out. Take out. We take
yes.
out. We take out. Take out. Take
15
out.
Minutes. I bet you it'll be taken out in 15 minutes.
Three egg rolls and 1 balloon. But that is insensitive and jingoistic on my part.
Well, shame on you. You get it. You get a
shame
get
on
a,
me. Yeah.
Shame on you. You get a timeout.
Yeah.
You have to listen to another one of my rants.
I get two gold commie stars.
There you go.
Sue,
Red.
Are you there? Sue, what's your take on the balloons, if you're there?
Hi, Rosecrick. Oh. I think you DM on Twitter. I'm going to hang up and go back to sleep.
Okay.
Okay. All right, well,
bye.
I hope you feel
take
better.
Take care. You take care
I'll
of yourself.
Say a prayer for you. Oh, gosh. She sounded terrible.
Oh, she did. Oh, my goodness.
I pray she gets over this hump safely and well and quickly.
Poor thing. I feel bad for her. Oh, my goodness. Then I didn't see the DM from her. Oh, gosh. So she's having some throat issues, so she's not getting any better. So, please keep Sue in your prayers, please. Oh, my goodness. The poor lady. She's been through so much. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not buying this regime's what they're selling, and certainly the American people haven't been buying it, and the stories change rapidly, and the real sickening part of this whole thing, Al, is the orchestrated hit job by the so-called mainstream media yesterday on all the talking shows from ABC to CNN to MSNBC, and how they we're immediately invoking Trump to distract us. And then it turns out that it was false. It was a lie. That's just, oh, gosh. Boy, if this, it's hard to believe that our government has been this compromised and our media is actually that much in the bag for disinformation. I never thought that the U.S. media would sell out the American people, and that's what they've done. They've sold out the American people.
Totally sold us out.
Yeah.
All because they hate us conservatives. They hate us capitalists. And like you said, because you mentioned Robert Reich's emails, they are nonstop anti-capitalist, pro-communist emails. I mean, tweets.
Tweets, yeah.
And I don't even think he writes them because no matter what you say, he never replies, ever.
No. Yeah, each and every tweet.
Robot.
Yeah, each and every tweet is always about the wealthy, tax the rich, the upper 1%. Oh my goodness gracious! It's one class warfare tweet after another, and it just to me, you want to talk about somebody who's a Marxist? That would be Robert Reich. And number 8, class warfare: divide the people into the wealthy and the poor. This will cause more discontent, and will be easier to take. Tax the wealthy with the support of the poor, and it's exactly what he does on a daily basis. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many followers he has, but it's just every day it's the same message from this guy. So it's just push back on these people. It's time to push back. Push back on the Jayapals. Puts back on Robert Reich, you know, on these left wingers because they are truly a cancer. So, well,
Totally. And he was part of the Clinton administration.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. He's a Harvard professor too, if I'm not mistaken.
Harvard, jeez.
I know. I don't know. Well, you have a good evening.
You do the same. Have a great week.
You too. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care.
All right. Ciao. And we're going to go out with the Fifth Dimension.
Together, you and I.